something on ice. I never go swimming, cause that ain't cool. But every day you're gonna find me hanging round the pool, poolside baby, laying in the sun with my dark sunglasses and the radio on. If you're looking for me, if a woman in the place has got a novel in her face, you know they didn't come here to read. Now they're looking for a man with a dark suntan, and every now and then I catch a looking at me. I got a little white styrofoam cooler, I got an ice cold beer in my hand. You know I really got it made, nobody puts me in the shade. I got a full time job working in the tan, poolside baby, laying in the sun. It's a wonderful world we live in. Just a few basic common sense rules. No running, no pushing, no profanity, and no dogs. No dogs. No dogs. No dogs. The poolside, laying in the sun. I wear my dark sunglasses and the radio on. Sitting in the chase lounge. Side, strictly on the cold side, oh, baby, I'll be poolside, if you're looking for me, I'll be poolside, strictly on the cool side, oh, baby, I'll be poolside, if you're looking for me, I'll be poolside, if you're looking for me.
Greased Down, Turning Brown. Yeah, that used to be me way back when. I gave that up. That's a Webb Wilder and Poolside. It was only, let's see, it's been maybe 5 years back. I just stopped doing it. I used to get, I looked like one of the Pointer Sisters. I actually prided myself on turning a fine Corinthian leather. I'd lay out in the sun and just get burnt. And even if I had to be somewhere in the afternoon, I'd do it in the morning or vice versa. I don't do it anymore. Not a health thing. No, I'm not afraid of it. I ain't afraid of the sun, but I'm flaunting my white privilege. In fact, I put a couple of pictures up of this Matmatic fundraiser the other night, and I look pretty white. That's a white guy. Yeah, it's on Theron Exington. I don't care. I just don't give a damn, man. I'm not going to go out there and turn. Tan, it's too much work, and you gotta sweat. You know, part of what used to make it easy to do was if you drink, you know, you'd be out there with a cold beer or whatever, margarita, and you just time yourself out through something like that, how long it takes you to get through your margarita, flip over. Now, an official tan, a real tan, you're not doing it a lot of time. Some people think you are, but you're gonna have to go through a level of burn. I'm sorry, I know people, oh, that's crazy. No, it's not crazy. You're going to have to go through a level of burn. The most burn I've ever been, I almost died. It was on the Riviera in France. Hang on a second. I just realized something. All right. I've got to do a little math here. Hang on. I'm swinging it around the y-axis. Let me take it around the x-axis here. Let's see. 46. Okay. 43.20. I think that'll do it. Yeah, we'll see. I forgot to time out the next song. I'm going to do that. It sucks because I get dead air. Then I have to start a second song, which is cool, but whatever. Yeah, we were in the south of France. This was 100 years ago. I was up with my, at that time, girlfriend. And we decided to get, we were white, whiter than white. We'd come down through France. It was a long, twisted trip through Europe. And so we got down there, and we thought, we better get out here and get some sun, but we can't go out in the mid part of the day because we'll literally wind up in a hospital. Well, we decided, let's go out at 11 in the morning. And we did. I wound up looking like a lobster, and couldn't move. I mean, it was in excruciating pain. She wound up in the hospital. This is in Saint-Tropez. She wound up in a hospital, and I'm not making this up. In Saint-Tropez, which I think is the home of Brigitte Bardot, it was for a long time, but anyway, all the orderlies looked like Jean-Paul Belmondo. No lie, she actually said that. And they had champagne on the menu, on the menu. A lot of rich people there in the hospital. Do you have champagne on the menu here at the U of M? No. But yeah, the sun. It was. I think we were out there for like maybe 2 hours. Which was stupid, but we figured out, you know, oh, we'll get a blast of an initial burn. We'll be able to handle it. Oh, sun poisoning. So it took us about 3 days to be able to move. She got to the hospital. She stayed overnight, but we got the best tans we've ever had in our lives. I looked like a piece of mahogany. So did she. Looked good on her too, as I recall. Yeah, I'm not worried about the sun. I mean, there's skin cancer. I know, and I'm not making light of that, but I've never really thought about it, and I guess it's cumulative, so who knows, all those times I spent rolling around in the sun. You know, it used to be fun back in the day. I'm talking in the day, like in the 60s and 70s, you'd go to the beaches around here. Maybe people are still doing that. One of the best ones was Silver Lake. The party was on also at Kensington. I think Kensington now, you got a lot of people out there in umbrella covers with slits for eyes, I think. I'm pretty sure. They sit back off to the side, and then their men go out in bathing suits and get tan. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. That's what I hear. I hear that's very popular out there. And they have alligator warnings now. They got a sign up. Somebody spotted an alligator in, was it Kensington? On Kensington Beach. Some idiot had turned an alligator loose in the water, thinking, I got to get rid of this. I can't keep it. I'll turn it wild. I'll turn it loose. What? There's a special place in hell for people like that? Yeah. Say, it's right next to the place in hell, which is truly a special place for people that do not take their cart back to the cart corral. They are going to be, it's going to be truly amazing to watch them tortured in hell, if you get a chance to watch it. I think there's a closed circuit television portion of heaven where they let you watch that, but you got to get into heaven first. I think. I don't know. Yeah, don't, and I like to congratulate people that take their cart back. I did that twice yesterday morning. I was at Kroger, and I did that twice. Yeah, they were open on 4th of July. I said, thank you for returning your cart to the cart corral. And the guy laughed. I said, you know, it's good citizenship. And he said, I know. A lot of people don't do it. And that's when I told him, I said, there's a special place in hell for people that don't do that. So that's true. Let's see. It's time for me, to wiggle my mouse. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I can make honey, baby. Let me come inside. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. Well, when you hear me buzzing, baby, some stinging is going on. Well, buzz a while. Sting it then. Well, I'm a king bee. Want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king bee. Want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world have never seen. Thank you.
and buzz all night long. Well, I'm a king bee, can buzz all night long.